Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Toronto, introducing Falun Gong at Nowruz Bazaar. Hong Kong rally and march celebrate nearly 300 million Chinese people quitting the CCP. Japan, introducing Falun Gong at a senior culture presentation. Falun Dafa warmly received at National Day Parade in Ireland's second largest city. Woman jailed for her faith faces uphill battle in appeal. And Marysville, California, Gold Rush Town traditional festival welcomes Falun Dafa. Now for the stories.
Toronto, introducing Falun Gong at the Nowruz Bazaar. Falun Gong practitioners in Toronto participated in the Nowruz Bazaar, a celebration of the Iranian-Persian New Year Festival in Richmond Green Park on March 16th through the 19th, 2018. The group introduced Falun Gong, a traditional cultivation practice for mind and body, and exposed the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of the practice over the past 19 years. A short introductory video in Persian was played at the Falun Gong booth. Practitioners also demonstrated the meditative exercises on the stage event. Falun Gong is a powerful practice. I know it's unfairly treated in China. I support you, said Mr. Human from Iran, who used to work in a media outlet and had been following the persecution of Falun Gong for years. Mr. Human left his contact information, hoping to help the efforts to end the persecution. Mr. Reza Shaba owns a consulting company. He told practitioners that he had admired their great efforts. He said, "Did you know that your being here is so valuable? You are helping people find inner peace. It makes your work priceless." Mr. Shaba talked to practitioners about the meaning of traditional education and uplifting morality, saying, "Traditional values are being lost around the world, but you are continuing to revive them. The principles I learned from Falun Gong practitioners are good for me." He said he hopes to help stop the persecution in China, too. Dr. Pei Vandi showed great interest in Falun Gong. Hearing about the great health benefits of Falun Gong and its worldwide popularity, he said, "So many people practice Falun Gong. Many of my patients have anxiety, skin diseases, and other problems. I have to tell them about Falun Gong." Mrs. Siamak learned some of the Falun Gong exercises and said, "I feel a strong energy. I will read Duan Falun when I get back home. One of my friends in the U.S. has mentioned Falun Gong to me. I'm so glad I found you here." Mr. Hojat was happy to learn that there is a Falun Gong group exercise site in a park close to his home. He plans to attend and learn the exercises. He left his contact information and thanked the Falun Gong practitioners for all the information. Angela from Newmarket told a practitioner that she had been looking for an Eastern cultivation practice to improve herself. She said she had tried many different ones but felt that she had finally found the right one today. She was very saddened by the persecution in China and expressed her support of the group's work to end the persecution. She left her phone number and was happy to find that a practitioner from Iran could speak Persian. She wrote down her name in Persian and reminded the practitioner, "Promise you will get in touch. I want to learn Falun Gong."
Hong Kong rally and march celebrate nearly 300 million Chinese people quitting the CCP. Falun Gong practitioners and Hong Kong residents held a grand rally and march on March 18, 2018, to celebrate the choice of nearly 300 million Chinese people to quit the Chinese Communist Party and its affiliated youth organizations. They also called for an end to the nearly 19-year-long persecution of Falun Gong in China, and to bring the perpetrators who started the persecution to justice. The rally was held at 10 a.m. at Edinburgh Place. Many leading figures in the democracy movement and human rights activists showed their support for the 300 million brave men and women who understand the truth about the CCP. They encouraged more people to quit the CCP to bring about the end of communism and a bright future for China. After the rally, a parade stepped off from King's Road Playground. The parade passed various Hong Kong landmarks before ending at the liaison office of the Central People's Government. The march drew many spectators who gained an understanding of Falun Gong and why it is persecuted by the CCP. At the rally, a spokesperson for the Hong Kong Falun Dafa Association said that quitting the CCP wasn't a political movement, but is an opportunity for everyone to make a choice between good and evil. He congratulated the 300 million people who have chosen a bright future and deserted the CCP. Yi Rong, chair of the Global Service Center for Quitting the CCP, said that the movement of quitting the CCP opened the page of the greatest spiritual movement in China's history. It has brought light and new life to the nation. Dr. Wang Jiyuan, president of the World Organization to Investigate the Persecution of Falun Gong, pointed out that more than 80 million Chinese people died after the CCP came to power, and that the genocide of Falun Gong practitioners is the worst of all catastrophes that the CCP has orchestrated. It's time for everyone to forsake the CCP and hold it responsible for all the heinous crimes it has committed, said Dr. Wang at the rally. The 700-strong parade began in the afternoon. The parade encompassed six distinct themes and was led by the Tian Guo Marching Band, followed by a waist drum ensemble and a flag team. The joyous atmosphere attracted the attention of locals and tourists. Many Chinese people were excited to see the parade and were supportive of the movement to quit the CCP. They believe that Falun Gong practitioners in China should have freedom of belief.
Japan, introducing Falun Gong at a senior culture presentation. Falun Gong practitioners introduced the meditation and spiritual practice at the senior culture presentation in Ibaraki City, Osaka, on the afternoon of March 18th. People became interested in learning the exercises after seeing the colorful display boards and an exercise demonstration on stage. Falun Gong, also called Falun Dafa, includes five easy-to-learn exercises. The practice is based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and emphasizes looking inward for shortcomings to improve one's character. People in more than 100 countries have started practicing Falun Gong since it was introduced to the public in 1992 by Master Li Hongzhi. Mr. Kitamura, chairman of a local senior community, was looking for an exercise for his members. He has introduced Tai Chi, yoga, origami, and painting to the community, but still lacked an activity suitable for senior citizens. He tried the Falun Gong exercises after hearing a detailed introduction by a practitioner. He said this practice is very good and suits the seniors. The movement is slow and smooth, but it effectively improves circulation. He plans to discuss introducing Falun Gong as a regular exercise for the members. Mr. Nishijima is the vice president of the International Cultural Exchange Association of Ibaraki City. He has a deep interest in traditional Chinese culture. After reading through the introductory display boards, he invited Falun Gong practitioners to the next annual International Cultural Exchange Show. Practitioners demonstrated the exercises on stage and invited audience members to stand up and follow along. Nearly 100 people did the exercise movements. Afterward, many in the front rows said their hands became warm or they felt warm in their bodies. After the demonstration, many people came to the Falun Gong booth to request more information. They were excited to learn that there are three group exercise sites in the city and another in a nearby city.
Falun Dafa warmly received at National Day Parade in Ireland's second largest city. Falun Dafa practitioners were invited to participate in a parade on National Day, also called St. Patrick's Day, in Cork, the second largest city in Ireland, on March 17, 2018. The parade featured 70 entries and included nearly 3,000 participants. About 50,000 spectators lined the parade route. festival-goers cheered the Falun Dafa contingent. A spokesperson for the Cork City Council, the agency that organized the parade, was pleased that more citizens had the opportunity to learn about Falun Dafa. Leading the Falun Dafa contingent were two practitioners carrying a banner reading, "Falun Dafa is great." Young women dressed in traditional Chinese costumes performed the lotus dance and fan dance, and following them was the exhilarating Tang drum team. A peaceful Falun Dafa exercise demonstration brought up the end. Jean Brennan, spokesperson for the Cork City Council, said, "We are delighted to see Falun Dafa take part in the parade this year." She said it's great that more citizens are learning about Falun Dafa.
Woman jailed for her faith faces uphill battle in appeal. A 50-year-old woman in Ningxiang County was sentenced to 3 years in prison for using a cult to undermine law enforcement, a standard pretext used by the Chinese Communist regime in its attempt to frame and imprison Falun Gong practitioners. The judge assigned to handle her appeal case taunted her family, saying, "Are you naive enough to think I'd overturn her verdict?" Ms. Li Kaiji had suffered from severe migraines and stomach problems. She also frequently fought with her husband and almost divorced him. Her life changed after she picked up the practice of Falun Gong in 2002. She became healthy and happy. Her husband and the rest of the family were in awe at how Falun Gong turned her into a loving and caring person. Having experienced Falun Gong's transformative power, Ms. Li never hesitated to share her personal story. She did the same thing on July 22, 2017, when she went to a local fair and overheard a mother and her daughter talking about how they were plagued by so many health problems. Ms. Li chimed in and told the pair how Falun Gong restored her to good health. She advised them to remember, "Falun Dafa is good." The mother and daughter instead called the emergency number to report Ms. Li. Officers from the local police station soon arrived to arrest Ms. Li. The local Nanjing County Domestic Security Office followed up by ransacking Ms. Li's home. They found nothing but a keychain with "Falun Dafa is good" written on it. Chief Hu Xiao Liang of the police station told Ms. Li's family that she would not be released unless she wrote a statement to renounce Falun Gong. She refused to comply with the demand and was taken to the local detention center, despite the fact that she was found to have unusually high blood pressure and heart problems during a required medical exam. Before Ms. Li's trial, her family consulted with Judge Ning Jiahui regarding whether they could write a statement on her behalf to say she'd stop practicing Falun Gong. Ning said yes and promised to persuade the local procuratorate to drop the charges against Ms. Li once a statement was submitted. It is unclear whether Ms. Li's family ever wrote the statement. Ms. Li was indicted and tried shortly afterward.
Marysville, California, Gold Rush Town Traditional Festival welcomes Falun Dafa. The 138th Bak Kai Festival took place in Marysville, California on March 17th and 18th, 2018. Falun Dafa practitioners from Sacramento and the Bay Area participated in the parade and street fair on March 17th. The history of the festival is believed to go back to the 1850s, when this town played a significant role during the Gold Rush. A roadside sign in Marysville describes it as a gateway to the gold fields. Led by banners reading "Falun Dafa" and "Truth, Compassion, Tolerance," practitioners demonstrating the exercises were applauded by parade spectators, some of whom imitated the exercise movements. As practitioners passed the stage, one organizer explained that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance were the guiding principles of Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong. A radio station host asked for a flyer, glanced over it, and said to the co-host, "I think you should practice Falun Gong. I know one thing is true. We all agree with truth, compassion, tolerance, right?" He then turned to the spectators, who yelled yes and applauded in agreement. Many people stopped at the Falun Dafa booth for more information. Holly said she had never heard about Falun Dafa before, but became very interested when she saw the Truth, Compassion, Tolerance banner in the parade. A practitioner told her about the practice and that it was being persecuted in China. When Lee Minnott passed by the booth, she couldn't take her eyes off the brochures and books on the table. When a practitioner told her that Falun Dafa was a self-improvement system that improves mind and body, Lee's eyes shone. Holding a copy of the book Joan Fallon, she said she had been looking for a spiritual practice for many years. "This is what I have been waiting for my entire life," she said. Elena and David said that they had heard about Falun Dafa previously, but they did not know much about the persecution. One practitioner shared her own story and described how practitioners were mistreated in China for their belief. David said he thought the persecution was shameful. He said more people needed to know about it and help stop it. "There is nothing wrong with becoming a better person," he remarked. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.